Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. These were Elizabeth's words to Mary. 2 days before Christmas, I don't find more appropriate words to reflect on than these. And certainly to talk about Mary. But why only Mary? I think today's a great day also to talk about Joseph. I think just a day before Christmas, it is so important that we surely consider Jesus and his coming into the world, but then ordinary folks like you and I cooperate so radically with God's work. So here are my 3 points for today. The first two are about Mary, and the third one about Joseph. I want to talk first about Mary's radical availability to God. When the angel came and announced to her the good news of the birth of the Savior, her words, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." These words are the most radical way in which any human person ever cooperated with God. No other human person surrendered to God like Mary did. Mary, as I say, made herself radically available to God. She put her engagement to Joseph, the reputation of her family, her parents, her own reputation, her personal life at risk by making herself available to God. The yes that Mary gave to God was just not a personal yes. Yes, it is tremendously heroic of Mary to do what she did. However, Mary was saying yes on behalf of the entire human race. Really, she was reversing the no that the first Eve made by her disobedience in the book of Genesis. Just like Eve's disobedience had universal implications for death and destruction, Mary's yes had universal implication for healing and reconciliation. Folks, when Christ came into the world, Luke tells us there was no room for him in Bethlehem. But there was room for Jesus in Mary's womb and in her life for our sake and for the salvation of the world. On this last Sunday of Advent and just 2 days before Christmas, I think the best gift we can give to Jesus. We have bought so many gifts for people. But the gift we can give to Jesus is that we can be as radically available to God like Mary was. Could we say what Mary said? "Behold, may it be done to me according to your word." Secondly, I want to talk about the implications of Mary's radical availability just a little bit more. Honestly, no matter how much I reflect on Mary, I'm simply awestruck every time of how this young maiden could take such a radical step and be available to God in the way that she was. I mean, she was just a teenager. How is it that she got herself to do what she did? Especially keeping in mind that what she did would have implications for human and salvation history. Did she understand what she was saying yes to? She She knew that she was saying yes to God. That she knew. She knew that she was saying yes to giving birth to God's Son. But the rest of it. Just think about them fleeing to Egypt as refugees, as unhomed immigrants. Just think of her facing the opposition because of her son. Think of her being, think of her standing at the foot of the cross, watching her son being brutally murdered. Did she know all that when she said yes? I want to say probably she did not understand the depths of how salvation would come ultimately. But we now, in retrospect, we can look at Mary's life and say to Mary, thank you for saying yes, because it is your yes that brought salvation to us in the way God intended to bring. Now, this is crucial, because sometimes we say yes to God, but we don't know what the implication of it is. We simply have to trust God, saying that I have said yes to God, and somehow God will bring that purpose to completion. And it is hard. It is so hard. I personally think I discerned whether I should continue with my ministry here in the United States or go back to India. And just as my father lies now in his bed immobile, I had to sometimes ask myself, did I make the right decision staying back here, or should I have gone back? I can only think like Mary. You led me here, Lord, and now I entrust the rest into your holy hands. The practical implication of all of this, folks, is this. When we radically make ourselves available to God, when we say yes to God like Mary did, it has global implications. Just like Mary's yes had global implication, universal implication, in our small way, when we say yes to God, our families get blessed. Our workplace gets blessed. Our parish gets blessed. The world gets blessed. Mary teaches us to trust God beyond radical availability. Mary teaches us to believe that everything that the Lord promised would be fulfilled. That was Elizabeth's words to her. Blessed are you, for you believe that everything that the Lord promised would be fulfilled. So like Mary, let's not hesitate to say yes to God in a radical way. Because the God who has made promises will bring it to completion. Thirdly, as we reflect on Mary, I think we should take a moment to reflect on Joseph. A few days back, Pope Francis tweeted this about Joseph. His tweet said, "Be like Saint Joseph, a man of dreams, not a dreamer. A man of silence, because he respects God's plan." A man of dreams, a man of silence. I think this describes a contemplative man, a mystic. For Joseph not to divorce Mary or subject her to ridicule, shame, or even corporal punishment was bizarre by the moral standards of the day. Mary really could have been put to death, stoned to death. But Joseph doesn't make any moves in that direction. Rather, he takes Mary and Jesus in. He becomes Jesus' foster father. Joseph's actions show us the depth of his contemplative intimacy with God. Only a man who was deeply connected to God could do the things that Joseph did. In the Gospels, we don't hear much about Joseph or from him. But I think his silence is not a sign of weakness. But I think his silence is a sign of his mystical contemplation of God. Advent is a time of quiet contemplation. Advent is a time of contemplative mysticism. Unfortunately, we live in a culture where Christmas comes so early and we start celebrating Christmas so early. I can't tell you how many Christmas parties I've been to thus far. And I hate it. I go because I have to go. Given a choice, I just don't want to do it till Christmas is here. But this whole season of Advent, we just get so caught up with everything that needs to be done to be at places that we may not necessarily want to be, simply because that's what the culture has made of the season of Advent. But I really think that Advent is a time for quiet, mystical contemplation, like Joseph. So I'm going to raise this question to you today. Did we connect with God deeply this Advent? Did we allow God to speak to the depth of our being? And if we did not, we just have another day in Advent. Please let us all of us, let's take the time to prepare ourselves in a contemplative, silent way, reflecting on this man, Joseph. And in silence, let God speak to us. Very soon, the same Jesus whose flesh and blood was in Mary's womb will be here on this altar. We can receive Jesus. And I hope people can say to us, blessed are you among people. Blessed are you among humanity, because you bring blessedness to the world. May people say to us, blessed are you, for you believed that everything that the Lord promised would be fulfilled. Let us enter into the depths of the incarnation of our Savior, Jesus Christ. People of God said,